When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We're on the ESPN app. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, Key.
What's happening, Max Kelly?
What's going on? Jay not here today. Jay dealing with family stuff. I think he's tweeted about it and put it on Instagram, a picture of his now late mother with whom he was very close. And Jay has stepped away for, you know, the next several shows. And of course, our thoughts are with Jay. Jay, we love you. Our thoughts are with you and your family, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Key?
Mm-hmm.
This would be a good day for Jay to be here, nevertheless, because there's a lot of basketball to talk. Western Conference playoff picture is set. It was nuts yesterday. Rudy Gobert, I don't know, like, he used to have a reputation as a nice guy, good guy and everything.
Well, wait a minute, Max. You jump right into the NBA.
Yeah.
I've been on vacation for a week. Yeah. I came back. You know, I left medium well. I came back well done.
Came back cooked.
And you said nothing. Well, you said nothing about my tan. You said nothing about anything.
All right, look, you have a very nice tan.
What do you want? You didn't say, hey, is that you there, Key? I really can't see. Can you turn on the lights in that room? You didn't say anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, maybe Max didn't notice how dark I am.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe I look the same as I looked before I left to you, but
Key, I don't see
darker.
Race. If someone described you today, they'd have to say, you know, the guy wearing the ESPN LA sweatshirt. What does he look like? He's tall, about 6'5".
Yeah, he just has white teeth. The only thing I see is white teeth. That's I'm looking at the screen now. When I came into the studio and I looked at the screen, I'm like, damn, I'm dark. Mm. You know, because I got tan. So I'm like, in other words, you know, I'm darker than when I left. It's okay. I'll say it. You don't have to say it because the people now, at home that's watching, yeah, are certainly saying it to themselves. Like, wait a minute. Keyshawn looks a little shiny and dark right there. You know, the nose is a little
shiny. All right, let me ask
you
this. Do you, like, so for someone with my skin tone, I like it when I get tan. The darker, the better. It looks good, right? Like, because you get a nice dark tan. Is there a certain point after which you go, all right, this is too tan?
No, not at all.
Because
not
for me, there's certainly a certain point. Is there a certain point where you go, I'm too pale?
No, because I'll never be too pale. So yeah. Well, I don't
see,
have to worry.
I don't.
About
I suffer that affliction.
I don't have to worry about. I don't have to worry about taking off my shirt. Oh. And from the neck up, I'm dark. Everything else, I look like a ghost. No, I don't have to worry about
Key,
that.
It's so bad in the winter. In the winter, I don't really turn white. I turn like green. Oh, it's not a good look.
But
not
it's,
a good.
But when you're sitting out in the sun for, you know, as many days as I was, you're going to get a little darker. I'll lighten up over the next several days, though. You know.
All right, so you got the lineup, though.
No, not at all. Not
what are you
at
talking
all.
About?
Nothing.
Thought you did that on purpose.
Nothing. Zero. I'm going to get my hair tightened up, everything tightened up over the course of the week. I just got back. So
it looks like you got a little razor situation going, but they did it. They did it in a circle instead of a square.
No, it's just that I didn't.
I thought you did it on purpose.
Hair. No, it's just that my hair is just growing like that. That's just how it grows.
Not bad.
Until I actually get all hooked up.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I just got good hair too, dog. You know, my stuff is nice.
Do you lay down
a certain way?
Did you have a good vacation?
Oh, I had a lot of alcohol, but I'm outside of that, it was good. But that's what it's about, right? Yeah. It's about enjoying your time off.
And kids, you'll get some. Kids had a good time and all that?
Everybody, good time.
Oh, yeah. You know? Any shopping excursions that you weren't too happy about? I know you spent some money on this vacation.
You can't shop. You can't shop at the particular places that I've gone. That's all. No shopping. That's why you pick it.
Kids on the devices, or did you have them off the devices?
No, we was on devices.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went in the jet skis, got off early.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't feel right. you know, you start.
No, no, I mean on their screens. Were they
No screens.
Oh, so
no
good. Screens. So you're jet skiing and stuff.
Yeah, you're jet skiing. You out there messing around on the skis. You're doing the little duck boat thing that's pulls you. You're in and out of the pool. You know, you're doing all that sort of stuff. Everything's good. Everything's cool, man.
I think when I think of fun, like
smell a lot of different smoke in the air from different places.
Sure,
smell
fragrant.
Fragrance.
Yeah, no problem. I think ever since I was a little kid, if someone said, what's the definition of fun? I think the two things that would have popped into my head since I was a little kid is probably a jet ski and a video game. But I'm trying to think of what's pure fun. Jet ski is kind of pure fun.
Yeah, I got on the ski though, Max. Before we move on to the Lakers and the NBA and why the Lakers are probably going to win the championship, in my opinion, this year. So I got on the ski with my daughter.
Yeah,
and she wanted to ride it. She wanted to handle and control it. It's fine. It's cool. Then she started pushing the throttle a little faster and it turned into. You might as well take me back to the. You go ahead and take me back in, and then you can continue to do all this because. My life is too important.
What about your daughter's life? What are you talking about?
Wait, though, Max. Because she can swim.
I can't swim. And listen, okay. You learned to swim already. What is this?
No, it's over. It's a wrap, man.
I'm sending a swim instructor to your gate, Key. I'm sending a swim instructor to your gate. They're going to be waiting outside your gate.
I had to bring me back in after about 20 minutes. I'm like, okay, we good. And you go ahead and you go have fun, but bring me back in because I gotta survive this.
Yeah, the orange preserver thing on and the whole thing.
As you get deeper out there, the water gets darker. And as it gets darker, you know it's deeper. So it's like, you go ahead and go.
You had the orange life preserver on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right, you'd be all right.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Sounds like you had a good time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are we ready to talk about Gobert?
Yes.
We want to talk about
the Lakers and we want to talk about Rudy and punching Gobert, all that.
I know we want to talk about I got to start with Gobert, though.
So go ahead.
What's up with this dude? So he takes a swing at Kyle Anderson. It's his teammate because Kyle Anderson, you know, had some things to say to him. Gobert has a couple of moments in his career now that stand out, when he was joking about COVID, right?
Yeah, that was the biggest.
Like, imagine that. Like, you think, this is no big deal, as though I have COVID. Touch everyone's microphone. It turns out you do. This is way before anyone knew anything about COVID. Like, oh, my God, what's going to happen? And everyone gets it.
You can be blamed for shutting down the sports world.
It's unreal.
If somebody wanted to blame you, they could say, you shut down the sports world.
Yeah. And now he's taking a swing. How big a deal do you think that is that Gobert took a swing at a teammate on the bench?
For me, arguing with your teammates on the sideline and screaming and hollering at your teammates and coaches on the sideline is not that big of a deal. That happens. Typically, you don't see teammates swing at each other on the sidelines or on the bench. It's in the locker room. So if it was in the locker room, it's fine. I don't, it is what it is. They two grown men. Let's figure it out. But when you were in front of millions of people, both in the stadium and on television, whether it was a nationally televised game or whether it was a regional game, eyeballs are watching. Kids are watching. Things of that nature. I think it's a big deal because of that. Like, you don't, no matter what he says, what could he have said that got under your skin that much that you want to haul off and sucker punch him in front of everybody? See, I call that a sucker punch. Because that's in front of everybody, and he wasn't expecting you to do it because you're his teammate in a stadium. This is not practice.
Got a long reach, too. Watch this, Key. He's so far away to hit him from there. He should be out of range. That's a footer, as you say, right? Oh.
Ooh. And then he hit him in the chest, though.
Lead right. That's not.
If you're going to connect.
Key, here's the thing. It's not a big deal because he hit him in the chest. He'd have punched him in his face. It would have been different. Let's be honest. I'm not trying to say, hey, kids, go out and do that, but come on.
No, it's true. It's a big deal to me, though, Max, because of the situation and the audience that's watching.
Yeah.
And that's why.
You're airing dirty laundry, too.
Yeah, so if he would have, shoved him with two hands or like, man, get away from me, that wouldn't have been that big of a deal to me. But when you have a balled-up fist – and you swing at somebody in front of all the eyeballs, and I know people will say, well, what's the difference in practice and in the stadium? Well, first of all, in practice, no one sees it. Well, they saw Draymond's. Well, that's because somebody gave them the damn tape. If that video wasn't out there, no one ever sees it. You can only imagine in 11 years in the NFL how many times I watched dudes get floored at practice by an ex-teammate. You know, you see it. You see it for sure.
Meantime, the Timberwolves, that's the team we're talking about here, are in the play-in. They're right, the eighth seed. And Jaden McDaniels, for whatever reason, punches a wall, fractures his right hand, out for the season.
Never goes well. When you punch a wall, you punch a locker, you kick a trash can,
doesn't go well.
It doesn't go well.
Doesn't seem like there's a lot of point to it.
You Gus Frerotte it with your helmet on the wall.
Hurt his neck.
Crack your neck. I mean, I watched a certain coach, and I'm not going to name any names, get mad one time. I was called Jay Max. We lose the game, and we go into the locker room, and the trash can is right there at the start of the locker, the locker room. And he's mad. And he kicks the trash can. But the trash can is not like one of those thin steel trash cans.
Oh, no.
It was a thick one. So, you know me, no. I said, well, you should have thought of that in the first half. You were so mad, you should have did that in the first half. Broke his toe.
Yeah, come on. Everything, like how many times, right?
Yeah, you don't do that. But when you get, I guess when you're so frustrated by play or whatever, you do something where you just like hit the thing and yeah, that's what happens.
Well, this Timberwolves team, which seems to be in disarray.
Good.
Is playing the Lakers on Tuesday nights, tomorrow night, in the playing game. It feels like it's just setting up for the Lakers, doesn't it, Key?
Oh, my God, yes. Perfect.
Yes.
And they got to make a decision on Rudy Gobert and throwing the punch, right? Do you suspend him as the Timberwolves organization, or do you let him play?
If I'm the T-Wolves, I'm letting him play. If I'm the league, it's something else.
But I don't think it's a league deal, though, right?
Right,
this
well,
would
then,
be a team
on,
deal,
man.
I would think.
You're not going to sit.
The league can't step into that. That would be, yeah, they can't get in the middle of that.
You're not sitting Gobert when you have one game to win. Of course they're going to play him, right? And by the way, the Clippers get the Suns. Clippers, they almost got into it. Like, this is really setting up for the Lakers. Lakers and Warriors, they played their stars, Key.
Yeah.
And they played them against teams that rested their stars. How's this all going to affect what we see early on in the playoffs? 888-SAY-ESPN. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Da-da-da. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Just Key and me today. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And our thoughts, of course, with J. Will and his family. Jay, as he's posted it on social media, stuff with his mother, with whom he was very close, passed, and he's going to be, you know, with family for the next couple of shows, and of course our thoughts are with Jay and his family. We love you, brother. Key?
Yo.
The Lakers beat the Jazz, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Warriors beat the Kings, and that's, you know, but the Lakers and Warriors are playing teams that were not at full strength, particularly the Warriors. When you look at the Kings, Sacramento's resting all their good players. But to me, that's still as good, like, you can't control who you're playing. all you can do is win the game, right? That's good for the Lakers, good for the Warriors.
We rested AD, meaning we as in the Lakers, we rested AD against Houston and got popped. So,
right, yeah. It can happen. So, but here's the question. Would you rather be rested heading into the playoffs? There's something to be said for that, right? You get to rest and you've got fresh legs and you're playing against a more, worked and therefore tired team. Or would you rather play heading into the playoffs and keep that rhythm going and keep the momentum going heading into the playoffs? Which would you rather do?
I'd rather actually play. And I know football is a little different than basketball because of the back-to-backs and they play and all that. I get it. But the Lakers been resting all damn year. So when you think about AD and LeBron, how much rest do they need? They've already rested. They've been resting. So LeBron James needs to continue to get the rust off, and he knows that. That's why he's playing. And AD, same thing. Going into the playoffs, you want momentum. You don't want to go in trying to figure things out. Obviously, you get a chance to play a team that you've seen before, but it's a different mentality when you're coming off being crisp and sound opposed to trying to figure things out. And I think that is the key part for the Lakers is to have everything continuity and have everything rolling. So when playoff time rolls around, essentially the one and done playoff, it's a playoff. The play-in game is a playoff game, but it's a one and done. Mm-hmm. So you carry that one and done after beating the Jazz, you go and you take care of the Timberwolves. Now you get a 7-game series. It's a different conversation now. Now the teams are afraid of you, but at least you are chipping off whatever little bit of rust you had leading into the play-in.
Right. Well, it could be a one and done for the Lakers.
Nah, it won't be a one and done.
But what I'm saying is, if they win, they advance. But if they lose, they still got another game because they are not the 9 or 10, right?
Yeah.
So, but yes, I totally agree. I think that it the way it's broken down for the Lakers, with the exception of the fact that LeBron, a couple doctors said, "Hey, you need surgery," right? Like, there's no getting around that,
including Dr. James saying he didn't need it.
Right. No. But I'm saying, if LeBron was not dealing with an ongoing pain, right, it would be a little different. But given those circumstances, still the best case scenario. You're right. AD's missed a lot of games, right? LeBron's missed a lot of games. But right now, they got their crew together, and you want that little bit of runway heading into the playoffs. Not too much where you got tired legs, just enough where you have the rhythm. And because they've been playing essentially playoff games the last, bunch of games because they were jockeying for seeding. Didn't work out exactly the way they wanted, but they didn't get to avoid the play-in. But maybe that's a blessing in disguise because they're able to establish some kind of chemistry with the group at a certain level of intensity and keep that going into the playoffs. I'm telling you, this is shaping up really well for the Lakers.
I've been in situations heading clinched. We knew we were fine. We already got 2 games left during the season before the regular season, the playoffs start. And we rested players, and then we wind up getting popped in the first round.
Right.
I mean, that's happened, where you think you're doing something for the players, and you rested them, they're going to be fine, but you wind up, for whatever reason, falling behind, and you look up, and you're losing, and you can't get back in front, and before you know it, the game is over, and you're going home because your top players rested. And it took them a minute to get going. By the time they got going, this game was over.
And I actually don't love the matchup with the Grizzlies, but I don't see any team in the West where I say, just on the face of it, Lakers have no shot. Lakers have a good competitive chance against any team you put up. Now, it is unlikely that they get through team after team after team, just like it's unlikely for anyone in either conference to get through team after team, right? There's maybe the Bucks in the East where you go, or at least I go, I think I'd like them to get out of the East. Wouldn't be shocked if the Sixers got them or the Celtics got them, but I think the Bucks are the best team. And in the West, if I have to choose at full strength, I'll take the Warriors. But the Lakers are right there. I don't see anyone where, even the Suns, Key, I don't see if people really love the Suns and say the Lakers have no chance, what you're saying is KD is that much better than LeBron.
Yeah, but see, I don't think that the Lakers don't have a chance, and that's not my Laker fandom.
I agree.
I look at the matchups because I start to say, okay, so if AD comes to play, who's got AD?
Right.
Right. If if you cross out D'Angelo who comes to play, well, we're going to stick Booker on him. Okay, cool. Stick him on him. So let's wash that out. That's going to clean itself up. Then you go to LeBron James. Like, well, who's going to get LeBron? Well, KD. Well, who's going to get KD? It's kind of a wash.
Right. It's LeBron kind of and KD are kind of a wash. And I would say actually AD and Book are kind of a wash. I'm just talking not the position they play, just the value they bring, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm saying, and that's it. The big guns, really. I know Chris Paul's leadership and all that, but the big guns, really, it's
a wash.
KD, right. So I'm saying if people look at the Suns and go, oh, the Lakers have no shot, really what you're saying, especially the way the AD has been playing, is that KD is that much better than LeBron at this point, and I don't know that that's true. Like, I got to see the way these playoffs – could you imagine if LeBron got it done again this year? Could you imagine? Here are the odds. The Suns are the favorites at plus 190. No one's favored against the field, meaning no one's minus something. The Suns are plus 190. The Warriors plus 325. Nuggets plus 350. This is on ESPN2 right now. Grizzlies plus 600. Lakers plus 700. So the Lakers are one of the top five teams in terms of the odds to get out of the Western Conference. And
now that's top five, or are we just showing the top three and then grabbing?
I believe that's top five, Key.
But there's a big drop-off between the Nuggets and the Grizzlies or the Nuggets and the Lakers. That's a huge, you know, that's a huge drop-off. That's why I asked, is that the top five?
I believe it is, yeah.
If that's the top five, 4 weeks ago, the Lakers were not in the top five.
Right, and if you look at the tiers, basically what the odds makers are saying, and all the odds makers are doing are reflecting what they think the public is thinking, right, is the Suns are in a class by themselves, which really tells you a lot about how the world perceives KD when he's healthy, right? The best guy by far. Then the next group are the Warriors and Nuggets, right? They say, okay, that's the second tier. And then in the third tier, they have the Grizzlies and Lakers. That's how the odds makers have it.
Are the odds makers saying the Warriors are in this position because Wiggins is back?
I have to imagine, right? Because without Wiggins, I wouldn't. But with Wiggins, Key, if someone said, you have to choose a team to get out of the West. I mean, I guess if the Suns are healthy, right?
It would be, to me, it would be
then
the three.
Warriors.
Warriors,
Lakers.
Yeah, so however you want to, it's those three teams.
But I got to tell, I agree, I'm not high on the Nuggets as other people are. Nuggets are loaded. And the other thing is Memphis. Like, you got to remember, this Memphis team took Golden State six games last year. A lot of that series, no Ja. And Ja's got to have a lot to prove in these
playoffs. Ja missed two games, man, stop.
No, he missed more than that. All right, we can look that up. Meantime, would you rather rest or play as you head into the playoffs, Eddie in New Jersey?
Yeah, first of all, I want to say, Key, you are my favorite brother. Love you. Love you to pieces. And Max, you know, I just wish I had the ability to help you carry home your check, man. Between boxing and this and everything else, you know, you guys are the best. But I know Kyle. I'm going to throw this out a different sort of way. I don't know where the leadership is on that team. Because I don't think you'd see two players punching each other on the LeBron
team. It's about the Minnesota Timberwolves now. Gobert punch Kyle Anderson.
Yeah. Where's the leadership? I mean, is Carl Anthony Towns the leader on that team? Or, you know, is he a model? You know what I'm saying? I don't see the leadership. I don't see it. So I'm going to question it that way. You know, they're not going anywhere. Aside from them not having McDaniels, they don't have Naz Reid either.
Yeah, and by the way, think of what they gave up
to everything that they did this year. So I think they're in trouble. I think they need to look at the structure of that team. Not to say that Chris Finch isn't a good coach. You know, I think he's done a decent job, but that's a problem.
Listen, Eddie. Eddie, hold on. We got
a problem, and
we got to go, Eddie. All right, we got it. Listen, but Key, he makes a good point. And you know how we talk about the pressure on different players. No one's really thinking about the Timberwolves, other than then the Gobert trade was terrible because they way overpaid for him in terms of draft picks. But Key, there's real pressure on Gobert now. Given everything they gave up to get him, he just put himself in the news with this. Everyone's shaking their finger at Gobert. He got real pressure all of a sudden.
It's interesting
Because he said, you know, can you imagine it happening on a LeBron team? I'm like, well, didn't AD and Dwight Howard get into it? But I don't know if any punches were thrown.
Not in front of everybody. I don't remember.
No, they did. It was in front of it was
punching some.
They were. But I don't think it was punching. Yeah, I think it was a. I think it might have been a shove and a screaming and a holler, type situation. But it calmed down pretty quickly.
AD even thinks about getting into an altercation. He gets hurt for a week. I'm glad nothing happened. All right, listen.
Stop, man.
Odell Beckham Jr. has agreed, apparently, to a deal with the Ravens. What does this mean? I know you've been waiting for this, Ravens fans, all morning, right? What does this mean for Lamar Jackson, KJM?
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Key, one-year deal for Odell Beckham. He tweets this out. One-year deal for Odell Beckham. The reporting from Adam Schefter is that it's up to $18 million. But usually when you hear up to $18 million for a guy coming off a couple of ACLs on the wrong side of 30, it's up to $18 million with incentives, and then the guarantee is much less. It is very rare. Like, it's odd to me that I see $15 million of that is guaranteed. And what everyone wants to know, so there are two questions for you. I wanted you to take them one at a time. Is one, or let's do this two. Two will be, what does this mean for Lamar Jackson? Because Aaron Rodgers, you know, I want Odell, and everyone's like, oh, the Jets are getting Rodgers, everything he needs. Now all of a sudden, wait, Baltimore? But does this mean that Odell and Lamar have been talking, and Odell has reason to believe Lamar is going to be there? Is this just the Ravens trying to say to Lamar, hey, look, we got you a guy? So that's the second thing. First, isn't that weird that he got 15? I mean, good for him, but 15 guaranteed, Key?
It's not weird that he got 15 guaranteed. I personally didn't think he would get the type of money that's being reported just because, I mean, you mentioned Max, two ACLs. You know, he hasn't had a full season. He missed part of it. And now you're looking at it, you're going a little older. But it didn't say fully guaranteed. So there's a difference, right? There's a difference. If you say, and it's only being reported, that it's guaranteed. Okay, if he did this, if he does that, it could be up to 18, but 15 of it is more likely to be earned. So you got to look at all those sort of things. The deal has to come in first. The deal meaning like, yes, it's reported last night that Odell agreed to this deal with the Baltimore Ravens, but now the league, the NFLPA has to get it. Once it's gotten by the league and the NFLPA, and it's on the NFLPA's website where the agents and other players can see it, you can then get the details, the fine details, of what is the guarantees. Okay, it's guaranteed if he plays 17 games. Is the guarantee if they go to the playoffs? All the little things that's in the deal that's fine that we don't see normally, you just hear. That's important when you're reporting something. It's just not – $15 million guaranteed. Usually when it's fully guaranteed, they will say $15 million fully guaranteed, no matter what the case may be.
So at what point do you know? You said the agent's website. What? How did you put that?
The NFLPA website that you can get deals on when you have access to it.
Right.
And that's what typically people get. And now you can
look at the language in the
contract that will tell you what that $15 million is real, if it's real $15 million guaranteed. How does it look? Is it $10 million up on signing? Is it $5 million up on signing plus another $5 million over the course of the season and another, you know, $200,000 guaranteed in every single game that he plays?
Right.
Is it a workout bonus in there? I mean, it's all those little tricks that's to his deal. But I'm happy for him. Nevertheless, I'm extremely happy for him.
Do you think there's a chance that he doesn't sign this, that this is a ploy to jack up the Jets' number?
I mean, I would think he would have gotten it done by now. It could. Look, if it's not signed and it's just agreed upon, maybe the Jets swoop in the middle of the night.
Wouldn't be the first time.
You know, hey, we got $20 million for you guaranteed. I don't know. I mean, I would say this. I don't know if Lamar's going back to Baltimore this season, but I do know Aaron Rodgers is playing for the Jets. Mm-hmm. So if I'm OBJ, I'm messing around with Huntley or whoever else, right? Or I'm messing around with Aaron Rodgers. Because I don't know
Garrett Wilson's on the other
Lamar,
side. Yeah.
And I don't know what Lamar might do. But if I know Lamar is going to be a Raven this year, then I'm okay. I'm like, okay, cool. But me messing with the twos and the threes, I'm not willing to do that. When I know that the Jets are eventually going to work out the deal, you know.
So that's why people have speculated since this happened. They've speculated over the weekend since yesterday. Maybe Lamar and Odell have, like, maybe Odell has good reason to believe that Lamar will, in fact, be there this upcoming season.
What's the good reason?
That they've spoken, and Lamar's like, yeah, we're going to figure this out.
Yeah, but Lamar ain't going to tell OBJ, no matter how good friendship they have. He's not going to tell him about his situation with the Ravens and his money.
So you don't read into this at all in terms of, because people want to know. In Baltimore, they want to know, does this mean Lamar's going to be back next year? How do you read it?
I read it just like I said. I don't know. If I'm OBJ, I don't know. If I'm Keyshawn Johnson, I don't know, because he's not there, right? At the end of the day, anything could happen. All of a sudden, I sign with the Ravens, and the Indianapolis Colts say, you know what? Never mind. We're getting ready to give him the 2-1s, and we're going to give him $700 million. Forget it. Guaranteed. Now, I done signed with the Ravens. I know the number's out there, but and I put it out there, no, they're not giving him $700 million. But they can make it so hard for the Ravens to match the finances of it by going over and above Deshaun Watson's guaranteed money. And so I'm OBJ now. I'm stuck with Huntley and whoever else. Like, do
stuck
I
with
really
that. Stuck with that 15 guaranteed. If it's actually guaranteed, I think it'd be all right.
But I would rather be with Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets with Garrett Wilson.
How much money would you give up to do that, though, Key? Let's say the guarantee. Let's say it really is 15 guaranteed, 18 on the upside. To be so, but you're stuck with Huntley. How much less would you take?
If I'm OBJ, I probably would take a $5 million haircut.
Woof.
No, but here's why.
That's not a haircut.
Would,
that's
though,
a baldy.
But here's why I would do it.
Yeah.
One, I'm in New York City.
Right.
I'm on a team that's probably going to be picked to win the division, picked to go far in the playoffs. I can be one of the pieces that gets the Jets to their second Super Bowl in like however many years. Like, you know, for me.
Forever you're set up, yeah.
Yeah, like I'm good. I'm OBJ. I'm back in town. I can wear my blonde. I can do my thing. I'm all on the billboards. I'm going to make that $5 million off the field because I'm OBJ. I'm going to get it on Madison Ave. I'm going to get that $5 million, which is a drop in the bucket with his personality. So you have to look at all of those sort of things.
So could a team, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776, you're going to get to weigh in on this, but could a team?
Max say $5 million, too much.
Too much. That's quite a haircut.
You
that's like you go
man.
To the barber shop and you're like, oh, you took off too much. $5 million. I'm thinking a million or two.
Oh, God.
All right, listen. Could a team still make a play for Lamar after the draft? KJM.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Free agent receiver Odell Beckham Jr. announced on Instagram that he is signing with the Baltimore Ravens.
A one-year deal said to include $15 million guaranteed.
If this was 4 years ago, that's great. In 2023, that just feels like you're aiming for the moon here with this signing. And makes me think that you don't think that you're going to get Lamar Jackson back.
It smells of desperation, especially when I look at how much money they gave him.
If I'm Lamar, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. If I'm Lamar, I'm not playing this. I have no reason to play this year if you don't come to my number, guaranteed, fully. Because I'm just going to wait for Hurts and Burrow and Herbert to get their deals done. But, Key, we're going to get into that. I know you have different thoughts about it, and you've been through this before as a former number one overall draft pick who's signed multiple deals and got traded in big deals, actually for two ones, which would be the price it would cost if they went, you know, if someone tendered him a contract, non-exclusive tag with Baltimore, someone would have to give up two ones and then meet his price, and then Baltimore could still match it and turn down the ones. So what are the Ravens with Odell and Lamar? I picked the Ravens to go all the way this past season if they were healthy without Odell. And by the way, they had a fourth quarter lead every game that Lamar played in. I think I would pick him again. I think, like, if Lamar stays healthy for a whole season, I think he's due.
You know, the Ravens' history, when you look at receivers that are over the age of 30 that they've signed, they've done pretty good. I would say their hit probably was 70-30. When I go back and I think about Derek Mason performed well, this was obviously years ago, performed well. He was over 30 when they acquired him. I look at Steve Smith. From the Carolina Panthers, when they acquired him, he did well. Anquan Boldin did well. So when I look at it, I think the history shows that they've done well with receivers. OBJ could do a lot for them, though. He could still, based on the last time we saw him fully healthy, still get vertical, still get up the field, still show explosiveness, still show the willingness to play at a high level. All of those sort of things are extremely important. The only thing that you probably look at is, can he stay healthy? That's the key. And the health-wise, I'm only talking about his legs. I'm talking about his ACLs. That's the only thing. Shoulders, hands, hand-eye coordination. I'm not worried about running routes. I'm not worried about none of that. It's just the ACLs.
Key, the guys you bring up all have something in common, right? It's like Robert Woods is the ultimate example of this to me. He's a football player who plays receiver, right? He's not just a receiver. He'll do anything you need him to do on the football field.
Yes.
You were like that. The guys you mentioned, Steve Smith, right? Who else did you mention?
Anquan
Boldin. Uh-huh. Odell is actually one of those guys. He'll do what you need him to do on a football
Absolutely.
Field, even though it's a lot of glitz and glamour, but he's actually a hard-nosed football player. He fits that mold, but with upside. We just showed a stat on ESPN2 that's mind-boggling. The Ravens have never had a Pro Bowl wide receiver. Key, I think I went to the Pro Bowl a couple. Like, everyone goes to the Pro Bowl.
They never had a Pro Bowl wide receiver?
That can't be right.
Yeah, that must be wrong. Because I would think that Smitty had gone to a Pro Bowl. I would think that Derek Mason and even Anquan Boldin had gone to Pro Bowl.
It tells you so much, though. Even if that's some way, if they haven't had a Pro Bowl wide receiver in the last 10 years, it tells you so much about the way they see themselves, their identity, the way they want to build a team, right? It's hard to never have had a receiver go to the Pro Bowl for a franchise. They'll pay the middle linebacker who makes a lot of tackles. They'll pay that dude top of the market. Receiver, not so much. That's why I think eyebrows are raised. Oh, you're giving all that money.
Well, but see, I go back and forth with this. When you look at the receivers in the past, though, there hasn't been receivers on the market in free agency that they can go and get at the top of the market. There just hasn't been. They didn't acquire anybody via trade. They didn't go get Davante Adams because Davante Adams wasn't that deal was done with the Raiders, and these deals sometimes are done behind closed doors. You don't know till the deal is done. No, the Raider or Green Bay never contacted the Baltimore Ravens to say, hey, what do you want to do? The conversation was Carr, Davante Adams, Raiders, I'll go play with my buddy, da-da-da. So when you look at those deals, it's a little bit different. In terms of the free agent market, there hasn't been an OBJ on the free agent market. There just hasn't been. Nobody, when you are an elite player, you don't get to the marketplace. You just don't. The only time you get to the marketplace is at the end of your contract.
Coming off an injury.
When you're old and you're injured. Otherwise, when you have value and you good, you never get to the marketplace. You just keep getting traded. Like OBJ, just keep getting traded. He goes from the Giants to Cleveland. It was wild in Cleveland. He got to the marketplace because they couldn't find a trade partner. But as soon as he hit the market, the Rams scooped him up immediately. So when you have a guy like this, you know, you go out and you spend the type of money the Ravens reportedly are spending.
Could a team still make a play for Lamar after the draft? Mike Greenberg, Greeny was on the Pat McAfee show and said the following. Listen to this.
Rather than trading whatever it is they would have to trade to move up from 4 to 3, they stay at 4. They take Will Anderson, who was the best defensive player in this draft, frankly, in many people's opinion, the best player in this draft, period. And then they go out and they get Lamar Jackson. You trade the following year's number one and a bunch of other stuff, whatever it is that it takes, and you get Lamar Jackson. If you come out of draft weekend with Lamar Jackson and Will Anderson, no team in history will have accomplished more in a 2-day span than you will have. You will transform your franchise instantly.
I got to say, Key, I love that idea. But, of course, it all depends on you must be successful landing Lamar at that point. But, oh, my God, you could take your 11 draft picks and, oh, we did well over here. You give me one of the best quarterbacks you ever want to see, right, in terms of his effect on winning a game and the best defensive player in the draft. That works. All day that works. But the Colts are going to have to cough up a lot of money to get Lamar.
Yeah, but the thing is the economic side of it now, you're talking about the money, right?
Yeah.
The money side of it, Jim Irsay said he doesn't want to do that. He is not looking to do that, the guaranteed and all that sort of stuff. On top of that, you are now going to deplete your roster.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take your draft picks, and I want this guy, this guy, this guy. Give me Michael Pittman Jr. Give me this guy. Give me everything. So now you defeat the whole purpose. If you take Will Anderson, and then I ask for the farm, I want it all. I want it all. I'm going to back up the truck for you. And you're going to load up everything, and I'm going to go on back to Baltimore. Now you got Lamar, but nothing else.
Yeah. Well, people, like, I hear you. I mean, that's the problem.
I mean, give me Jonathan Taylor. I want it all.
Right. That's the problem. When you do a move like that, you are thinning out the entire roster to get a few pieces. People want to talk about this. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. And we will. And you will. But first, how will Odell signing with the Ravens, if that in fact happens and he signs the contract, as Key says, they'll post it Players Association will post it, Key, right? And then you'll find out what's what. But how will, if he signs with the Ravens, Odell signing with Baltimore affect Lamar's future in Baltimore? 888-SAY-ESPN, Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.